The constitutionality of 436 is not in doubt. It is a matter of absolute lead pipe certainty that it will be declared unconstitutional. There is a 200-year tradition in the United States Supreme Court of finding that states do not have the power to set aside federal law. And that's what it did. It was a direct expression of contempt for the Constitution of the United States. I understand why it was done. Make sure the constituents knew how terribly involved we are in protecting the Second Amendment. I don't think that is license to trample on the Constitution. And no one can make, no prosecutor will allow police in his county to enforce it. No judge will sustain it. It is never, ever going to be law. And to pass it is, I believe, an extremely irresponsible act without regard to what you think about the Second Amendment. The reason the Second Amendment is important is because it's in the Constitution. That's not an excuse to trample on the rest of the document.
What about the focus and the other legislation that came through on gun control this session as well? What are your thoughts on
that? There was some okay legislation. There was some stupid legislation for both sides. See, people on both sides of this tend to turn off their intellectual capacity when it comes to the issue. Sometimes liberals talk about assault weapons when an assault weapon is essentially a characterization of the appearance of the weapon rather than what it will do. And they don't get any further than the term assault weapon. On the other hand, some right-wingers look at any bill that has the word gun in it and think it must be okay. This bill was not supported by the NRA. Now think for a moment what it means when you have gun law that's too crazy for the NRA.